practice?
I think I've had a pretty good 2 days. It's been fun. I've enjoyed being out here with, you know, the best of the best seniors from all across the country. And I think that, you know, the NFL coaching that we have out here is going to help me. And, you know, I'm just trying to be coachable and trying to impress those guys, show them what I can do.
Something I was noticing yesterday is that you were kind of making, like, pointing out and helping your teammates kind of find the right spots on defense. It seems like there's a lot of leadership out there from you. Is that easy to do to take the lead on things when you're surrounded by a bunch of new guys that you don't really know except from baseball on the field?
I really don't think about it. It just, I guess, kind of comes out of me because, I mean, that's what I've been doing for so long. You know, if I'm around a bunch of new guys, I'm not going to, you know, change the way I am. I just try to help those guys out, you know, because we're a team right now for this week. And we want to get the South on a winning note on Saturday. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to help us win.
With your father having played in the NFL, do you feel like you're a little bit ahead of the game as far as knowing what to expect from all this?
A little bit. And my brother, he's playing for the Cardinals right now. And so that also helps out, you know, him being a pro in this day and age. I mean, my dad played back in the 80s. That's not too long ago, but things have changed, you know. But having my dad played in the NFL and my brother, it definitely helps out.
Stories he tell you about his playing days?
Oh man, he used to tell us about when it was freezing cold playing in like below 30 degree weather, can't feel your feet, don't want to hit anybody. He also told me about those guards that used to pull, and on those sweep plays, and he would just come up and try to take them out. And I think he was, it's a guy named Joe DeLamalura, I think he said his name. He said he knocked him clean out one time. I just remember that story. He said he looked down, it was just red snow. So those are the kind of stories he tells us.
Now, obviously, back in Denver where we're from, he's a fairly big part of Bronco history for the one, for the play.
One play. Ernest Byner, I'll never forget it. And they still show it on TV some today. So that was definitely a huge play. Saved the game. Broncos went to the Super Bowl. They didn't win, but, you know, they at least got there. So it was a very important play.
You see that on the ESPN Classic. Do you still think, wow, cool, that's my dad who did that, you know? Or is it just he's your dad?
Yeah, I really don't. I mean, the only time I think about it is when people are like, man, I saw your dad on ESPN Classic. I mean, I see him every day. So, so I mean, it really doesn't. I'm not shocked by it. So,
did you steer you guys into football, or did you make that choice when you were around?
I just grew up playing it. I just remember growing up, going out Saturdays all day until the sun went down, playing throw up tackle, and just coming home, my mom being mad, clothes all dirty, ripped up. And, you know, he never forced us to play in the sports. I mean, we just grew up loving them. So.
Now, if the draft day comes around and say the Broncos called your name, how would you feel? How do you think your dad would feel?
That would be cool, man. I mean, I haven't thought about that, but that would be pretty awesome. And, shoot, I'd be happy to play for them and try to, you know, contribute to their program.